إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayat in the Quran, which is إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Verily, this is Ibrahim alayhi salam saying this, verily, my salah, my worship, وَنُسُكِ, my sacrifice, which refers to all efforts that I make, وَمَحْيَايَ, and my life, وَمَمَاتِ, and my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, the nourisher, the creator, the sustainer of all that is created, alameen, of the universe, of the worlds. This ayat very beautifully, we also say this at the beginning of our salah and so on, as part of the niyyah. This ayat encapsulates the situation of the Muslim. This is the best definition of what the life of the Muslim should be. Our worship, all the effort we make, our entire life and our death, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Obviously, when you say it is for the sake of Allah, it automatically means that therefore it is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that it is on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you look at it, Islam is a very simple religion, and this shows the simplicity of it. All that we need to do is to make sure that everything we do is for the sake of Allah. When we say everything, obviously we don't mean only the ibadat. That is the reason why it is not said salati only or ibadati. It says life, entire life and entire death. All effort, entire life and our death. So therefore, everything we do in life must be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it should be something which is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means that we should ascertain before we do something, what is it in this thing that pleases Allah? What is it in this thing that has the danger of displeasing Allah? And then we do it according to that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what may not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not do. So if you are studying, for example, a course, then you see and say, this course, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? I'm going to a particular college, that environment, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? If the environment is not good, then what is it that I must do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while still remaining in that environment, because maybe I don't have anywhere else to go, so I have to go there. I'm starting a business, or I'm doing a business, or I'm in a business. In this business, what is it that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it that does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then I do what pleases Allah, and I do not do what doesn't please Allah. I'm driving my car, how must I drive it in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I go to a restaurant, what is it that I must do which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I don't eat anything which is doubtful. I don't go to a restaurant where alcohol is served. All of these are things which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The converse does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? I am joining a club, I am joining an association, I am joining some organization. Is it an organization the joining of which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it an organization where, as a Muslim, my name on that list of members, does it look nice there? Should it be there? Or is it a disgrace to me to have my name on a list of members of an organization which is established for the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, the purpose of the organization is to displease Allah, because the organization is established to do things which do not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So you have an organization which is established for people to drink alcohol and to gamble and to, you know, do various things, and you call it all entertainment. I mean, this is one of the greatest of Shaitan's games, that he uses language in order to take something which is clearly haram, which is should be a matter of disgrace, an absolute matter of shame, and he gives it a different name, and we, like fools, we accept this, and then we not only accept it, we wear it as a badge of honor. Today we, I mean, in the olden days, if you think about that in our culture, to take a loan, to have a loan in your name, to take a loan, was considered to be an absolute disgrace. Kharazdar ho gaye bolte, and it was something as a calamity. You know, it was, my God, I mean, kharazdar ho gaye. I have become a debtor, right? I had to borrow money. So it was seen as a calamity. It was done only as a matter of dire necessity, when literally you have a noose around your neck, I have no other way, so then I borrow money. Otherwise, I would save money and save up for whatever it is that I had to do. I wanted to build a house, so I saved up money until I had enough money, then I built my house. So I was debt free, right? So I built. And if I, whatever money I had, I built my house in that money. I didn't have aspirations which were beyond my capabilities. But today, this is the opposite. I have a house, I have 4 cars, none of which I own. Yeah, my whole life is hocked to the bank, and I don't consider this to be a disgrace, because we have invented language. We call this leveraging of funds. Absolute nonsense, complete. And this is why I'm saying, we are fools. Anyone who believes this is an absolute idiot. Just because you give something a name, a prostitute is called a sex worker, which makes it now, you know, it's no longer shameful. Gambling is called sport. It's gambling. जुआरी बोलते थे हमारी जबान में, नहीं बोलते थे जुआरी, जुआ खेलने वाले क्या बोलते थे, अब क्या बोलते हैं, मेरे बाप जुआ खेलने को गए, बोलते हैं मेरा भाई जुआ खेलने को गया, जा रहे ना, तुम्हारे बाप भी जा रहे, तुम्हारे भाई भी जा रहे, सीरियसली, वी कॉल दिस स्पोर्ट, राइट। मलकपेट में जाके घोड़ों पर पैसे लगाना का जुआ नहीं है, वो करास वाला जुआरी नहीं है। मलकपेट में रेस क्लब के मेंबरशिप बन गई, बॉक्स में मेंबरशिप बन गई, तो उन्हें अपने इज्जत समझ रहा, जुआरी है, पैसे देके जुआरी बना अल्लाह के सामने। यूज द लैंग्वेज, दिस लैंग्वेज इज गुड, बिकॉज दिस लैंग्वेज मेक्स यू फील अशेम्ड ऑफ समथिंग विच यू शुड फील अशेम्ड अबाउट। टुडे वी हैव रीच्ड अ प्लेस वेयर मस्जिद में टोपी पहने नमाज पढ़ा तो शर्म आती उसको, जुआ खेलने को शर्म नहीं आती। So you go and become a member of the race club, and you have a box, and you consider this to be a great honor. And you're introducing your children also to this. Your favor to your child is, I'm giving you a membership of this club or that club. You don't consider this to be a disgrace, which it is, because we have changed the language. And to go to a masjid and wear a topi and pray, this is considered, you are ashamed of that. You start hiding here and there when somebody says you are praying 5 times a day. What you should be ashamed about, you are proud about. What you should be proud about, you are ashamed about. This is what Shaitan, this game that Shaitan has played with us. We become members of clubs which have gambling, which have alcohol, which have a bar, which have a card room. What is a card room? Juve ka adda hai, nahi to aur kya hai? Nahi. आप वहां ब्रिज खेल रहे हो तो वो इज्जत हो जाती। एंड देन पीपल से, नो आई एम गोइंग देयर फॉर द जिम। देर आर क्लीन डिसेंट जिम्स विच आर ओनली जिम, सो गो टू द जिम। व्हाई मस्ट यू गो टू अ जिम विच इज अटैच टू, यू नो, दिस डेन ऑफ इनइक्विटी। And in a club, you are a shareholder of that club. Go read up the rules. Go look at the law. You are a shareholder of the club. Whatever is happening in the club is happening in your name. It's not the same as having membership in a gym, in a hotel, for example, because you're not a shareholder of the hotel. You're using one facility of this hotel. And today, as far as gyms are concerned, you don't even need to go to a hotel gym. You can go to a regular gym, period. Khalas. There's nothing else there. It's only a gym. Go pump iron as much as you want. Build your body. Go home peacefully. You don't have to get into any controversy. The reality is that you think it is giving you izzat to be a member of such and such a club. That is the actual reality. Go look in the mirror and ask yourself. Rest of it are excuses which are not going to be excuses when you go into your qabr. This is the meaning of inna salati wa nusuki wa mahayaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. If it is lillahi rabbil alameen, are you a member of Secunderabad club or this club or that club or Malakpet race course or race club? Lillahi rabbil alameen? If you are not a member of these clubs, lillahi rabbil alameen, then why are you a member of this club? This is the actual meaning of this ayat. The point is that we have reduced our religion to some bunch of meaningless, rituals that we just do because it is our habit. That is not Islam. Sorry. Islam is to live this. And therefore to say whatever I do, in any aspect of my life, I will do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Meaning that I will do it if it pleases Allah. If it does not please Allah, I will not do it. And where I am in doubt, where I don't know whether something, does it please Allah or does it not please Allah, I will find out, clarify, and then I will act accordingly. And this is what gets us Jannah, inshaAllah. I remind myself and you that a time will come when there will be, I will not be there, you will not be there. Nobody else will be there. We will stand alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time will come. Make no mistake about it. Whether it happens today or it happens 10,000 years from now, if Allah gives you that age, that time will come. And we will die. And when we will die alone. We were born alone and we will go from this world alone. Nobody will come with us. No matter how much they say they love you, no matter how much they are with you, no one comes with us when we are dead. We will be carried to our grave. We will be put in a hole in the ground. They will put mud on our face and they will go home. Khalas. And then what? And then what? Then the Secunderabad club membership and this club membership and that club membership and race club membership. All of these memberships will be brought before you. And then you can justify all the lies and the cheating, all the slandering and the backbiting, so-called social life, gossip, small talk. As I told you, changing the name of something does not change its nature. As they say, a rose by any other name smells just as sweet. And the opposite is equally true. Something stinky by any other name still stinks. Changing the name of something does not change its nature. The nature of the thing remains the same. Today, this is the game that Shaitan has taught us and which we are excelling and which we have accepted and which we play, where we change the name of something. You give a bribe to a judge. This is haram of the haram in India, in Islam. You give a bribe to a judge. And what do you call it? Speed money. Call it what you want. Call it whatever you like. You and that judge will both roast in the hellfire. Simple as that. Because you are bribing somebody to do injustice. And just because you gave it a name, which you think is a nice name, speed money. Somebody is justifying this to me. No, Sheikh, but after all, it's only speed money. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We need to get real with our lives. And that's why I say, go look in the mirror. Stand in front of the mirror and say this. Play out those excuses, because the day will come when these things you will have to say before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Fear that day. Forget about everybody else. If you are a member of any of these dens of iniquity, resign now, today. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about the excuses. The people giving you the excuses are not going to come into your qabr. Their approval and disapproval means nothing. Zero. Has absolutely no meaning. Resign now. Their approval doesn't mean anything. Their disapproval doesn't mean anything. And if you are serious about going to a gym, go join a gym. No problem. Alhamdulillah. Don't give excuses which don't even stand before anyone, you know, logical, even here. Forget about standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, your choice, fool yourself. Until the time comes, when the curtain will be lifted, then you will know what is the truth from what is not the truth. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ